When coronavirus hit in Australia and governments introduced lockdown restrictions, commuters deserted public transport. In Sydney, the lowest point was in April, when just 10% of the usual crowd used bus, rail and ferry services. Experts overseas worry about a public transport death spiral, where fewer people use public transport, it receives less funding, and then even fewer people use it. And then it's unviable. Our business reporter David Taylor has been exploring whether or not that's a risk in Australia.
I'm here at the Broadway bus stop, which is just outside of the Sydney CBD to the south. A bus is just coming up now, only two people on it. I'll ask this chap as he's getting off the bus why he caught public transport and whether or not he was nervous. What's your name?
John Hart.
So you just caught the bus. Were you nervous about catching public transport?
Well, yes. Originally, at the start of the, you know, the pandemic, when things started to heat up and there were lots of cases, you know, you started to get that like for antsiness. You don't really want to leave your house anywhere, or don't want to go anywhere to risk yourself.
John Hart was among millions of Sydney siders who stopped using public transport when the pandemic struck. According to the New South Wales government, usage fell from 2.3 million people to 460,000 a day. But John Hart's on the bus today purely out of necessity, despite dealing with ongoing commuter anxiety.
Well, I just need to get places, you know. I need to get places, and it's a fairly convenient form of transport, and with the mask, it's fairly safe.
That need to get about has seen commuter numbers now back up to roughly 50% of capacity. But it might not go much higher than that for some time yet. Graham Curry is a professor of public transport at Monash University. He says that many Australians are going to continue working from home at least a couple of days a week, and that has consequences for the future of public transport.
Particularly in central cities, something like one in five workers each workday will end up working at home. That means that we're expecting ridership to return in most cities, but never quite to get to the 100% of where it was before COVID.
Despite fewer customers, Professor Curry expects governments to keep up funding for public transport. That's because, he says, anything less would bring the system to a halt, and that would risk the survival of city business districts.
Well, we are very happy to fund it, because it enables Sydney CBD to exist. And, you know, they've been growing around the world, these systems.
New South Wales Transport Minister Andrew Constance says the state government will have no problem keeping the public transport system running as is for many years to come.
We have actually increased the number of services by over 4,000 because we want to encourage physical distancing across the network. We want people to retime their day, and of course follow the basic measures and requirements we have in place when it comes to using public transport. We are still going to run our strategy as part of the approach we're taking to increase services, not lessen them, regardless of the demand, because we want people to, as best as we can, physically distance.
Professor Curry says running buses, trains and ferries costs hundreds of millions of dollars a year. And if you're working from home, you're paying for a transport system you're not using.
It also has wider benefits environmentally and also socially on the fringe of the city. So there are strong rationales for having the subsidies.
Jackie Banks works from home in Brighton in Melbourne. She'll get back on trains from next week, but only half as much as she used to, which is consistent with expert projections for overall use. She was surprised to find her taxes contribute to the vast bulk of train funding. She's also discovering other aspects of working from home adding to her budget, rather than saving her money.
Yeah, we definitely have noticed where our air conditioning is not very sufficient, and probably need to invest in some more cooling and things like that where we're at home a lot more. So electricity, gas, water consumption has definitely gone up, and probably, you know, food for kids who would normally be sort of a bit more out and about has probably increased, but saying that, we're not buying food out, so that's a saving too.
Worker Jackie Banks with our business reporter David Taylor.